So as we look forward and we move into our final segment here, and you know, we can talk a bit about the legend of Luther Strode, obviously probably not in any very specific details, but we know, you know, a couple small things. We know that Luther is in fact alive based on that last page where he sort of punches through the body bag, and we know that Cain is going to be an element of this because he is aware that Luther's alive, and you know, the last panel is him laughing. What can you tell us, or what can you tell fans looking forward to the legend of Luther Strode, what they can expect from the series?
It's actually a lot more action-oriented. I'm trying not to lose focus of the characters, which is actually one of the trickiest parts of writing it, as I wanted to really... I know what kind of character arc I wanted to have, but the nature of the kind of story we're trying to tell means that it is very much more of an action film than... Luther was, to use the film metaphor for it. It's dark. It's tonally probably along the lines of issues 5 and 6 of this series. Just not to say that it's without humor by any means, but like generally speaking, like the days of, you know, happy high school and stuff are way long behind us. Luther in particular is in an extremely dark place here, and his situation after failing to die in the end of this one has not really improved, notably. If anything, he's just dug himself deeper into that hole. So the kind of essential question of Legend of Luther Strode is whether or not redemption for Luther is even possible at this point, is sort of what it's all about.
As we look back on the series as a whole and all of the 6 issues, you know, we've talked about how, you know, the art is very different from the beginning as it is by the end, and how everybody's sort of grown both in terms of the story and you guys as a creative team. When you guys are looking back on the entire first volume of the Luther Strode story, you know, what do you feel in terms of making comics and doing comics? What is the talent you guys have all got from doing Luther Strode?
I know that I think I've mentioned in the past that there was, in the earlier podcast, that there was versions of, like, 2 and 3 that were radically different in their original script form than what ultimately ended up on the page, just because I decided they didn't work. And one of the things that really gelled for me with Luther is that, yeah, I can write a pretty good action scene, and I can write snappy dialogue, but I really have... It's changed my writing in that what I'm really focusing is on the characters and the character arc that they're doing, and I think that's really what made Luther work, because I don't think the tragic aspects of it matter if by the end you don't care that Pete's dead or that Luther's mom is dead or that Luther is, you know, a suicidal wreck of a man. And so that's actually kind of changed the way I approach things. It wasn't that I didn't do that before, but... Now I try to work out the character arc first, and then the plot is kind of built around that to support where I want that stuff to go, rather than kind of the other way where I would do the plot and then kind of find the characters and the themes in it. And I think, you know, I think my writing's improved. I think over the course of it, it improved. There's nothing in Luther Strode I think I could have done better than I did it. Not to say that it's perfect. It's just that I think it's an accurate representation of, like, the limits of my skill as a writer, which not everything is. Like, sometimes, you know, you put stuff out and you're at a year or so later, you think, well, I could have done this better and I could have done that better. And for the most part, that's not the case with Luther Strode. There are 1 or 2 minor things, but for the most part, it's done as well as I could have done it then, and it's done as well as I could do it now.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, for me, this is my first published thing, you know, so it will always, it'll always be, you know, a special book for me because it was my introduction into the industry, and I think I grew a lot artistically through the whole thing. You know, like, I had never been a part of a collaborative process like this ever before. Anything that I had done was completely me doing whatever I wanted. You know what I mean? So this to be working with Felipe and Justin, and, you know, just kind of like learning the ropes of the whole production of a comic book and the workings of the comic book industry, you know, through working with Image, you know, I had no idea how anything worked, you know what I mean? And through this past year or so, you know, I've you know, I would not say that I am, you know, an expert by any means, but it at least has introduced me very well into the industry, and I'm happy and thankful for everything that I've learned through this process. And I hope that, you know, readers and young artists will see this and kind of like see this as, you know, this was my introduction and crash course into the industry, and this was my learning process. And hopefully younger artists will look at it and be able to see that, and hopefully it will inspire them, you know. I mean, because, like, you know, I was doing those first pages, I guess, when I was, like, 21, you know, and then, you know, nothing happened for, like, years and stuff. And then by the end, you know, I finished those pages at 24, you know what I mean? So hopefully it'll just be a sign that young artists need to be persistent, and, you know, the pitches that you do, you never know when they're going to pick up. You know, it might be a year later, it might not ever get picked up, but persistence and hard work is what gets you places, not only in the comic book industry, but just in life, you know. So for me, it's just a really important book, and I hope that other people will see the hard work and the growth that we've all had in the process of it.
Yeah, this was the longest work I've done, you know, over 100 pages with the same team, very cohesive. It was nice to see the progress of everybody, including myself. You know, if you see the colors of issue one, and I mean, they keep changing, they keep being corrected or going a different place. It's a very interesting experience, you know, to work with people that, although it's their first time being published, you know, in a big way, they really know what they're doing. They're very committed. I'm really proud of having been part of the team, and really eager about, you know, the legend of Luther Strode and whatever's coming in the future. I'm really happy that people like their work. I think we add up, you know, to each other. And, you know, I'm really happy with the team we kind of built in this past year and so.
Well, all right. Unless anybody has anything else they would like to add, I think that just about wraps us up.
I think that should be good, unless Justin...
No, just some random shouting. Woo!
Yeah, I was like...
Well, all right then. That's it for the Luther Strode podcast. I am the host, Matthew Malikoff, and of course we have the Luther Strode team, Justin Jordan, Trad Moore, and Felipe Sobrero. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's exactly right.
Excellent. All right, I'm good. And I guess we'll see everybody again at the end of the next volume, probably.
Indeed.
Farewell.
Goodbye.